Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe this is a hot take. I don't really know what classifies as a hot take anymore. I think the Patriots are the best team in the NFL. The record, the track record, I think the Patriots are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's the least hot take you've ever gave.
They haven't really been that impressive, though. Like, I know they're 6-0, and I know they've been blowing these teams out. That was a close game in the fourth quarter against the New York Giants. They were playing a close game in the first half against the Washington Redskins. Alabama has a harder schedule than the New England Patriots so far. How many teams in the NFL, honestly, would be undefeated with the Patriots' schedule so far? Based on what we've seen so far this season, their first six games, how many of these teams do you think would be undefeated? 7, 8, 9 teams in the NFL? This is who they played so far this season. Pittsburgh, at Miami, home against the Jets, at Buffalo, at Washington, home against the Giants on Thursday Night Football. How many teams would be undefeated with that schedule?
Is my math right? I think that's 3 combined wins of those teams in the first 6 weeks of the season.
And it gets worse next week. They play the Jets.
Holy crap. Then they got Cleveland.
Yeah, then they play Cleveland. I'm asking honestly. Again, I think the Patriots are the best team in the NFL. They should hold that right until either they lose or they lose in the playoffs. How many teams in the NFL would be undefeated if they had the Patriots? Oakland might be undefeated if they had this schedule. This schedule is embarrassing.
I don't know about that. You might be getting a little bit too excited. I think that a lot of teams would be, maybe 5, 6, 7 teams. I mean, this is a really easy schedule, but it's the way they've done it. Kind of like last week's loss versus Indy. It's not the fact the Chiefs lost. It's the way they lost. The fact that they only put up 13 points. Nobody thought that was possible. New England, they beat the hell out of all these teams. 33-3 against Pittsburgh, 43-0 against Miami, 30-14 against the Jets. The only close game they played was Buffalo, 16-10, and the Chiefs played a close game that week, too. Their other two wins, 33-7, and last night, 35-14. So
last night was not a 35-14 game, though. The defense scored once. The special team scored once. The offense looked terrible last night. Like, it looked abysmal. It looked the way that the Chiefs' defense has looked at times this year, where it was like, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here. The offense was a problem for the Patriots last night, and that was going against one of the worst defenses in all of football so far this year.
So I want to read this from you. This is from Ben Volin of the Boston Globe. He's basically Sam Melliger. Quote, disregard the final score. The Patriots' offense is just not good enough to win the AFC right now. The upcoming mini-bye will help the Patriots with their injuries, but they are thin at wide receiver, tight end, and badly need to trade for one before the deadline. Does anyone think the Patriots' offense is currently constructed can keep up with the Chiefs or the Texans? I sure don't, and Brady might not either. After the game, I asked Brady for his assessment of the offense and whether he and his teammates are good enough right now. Brady paused for several seconds and shrugged his shoulders several times. I know what the scores are saying, but if you watch these games, the Patriots are getting by based on schedule and how dominant their defense is against bad quarterbacks. Think of the last 5 weeks who they've played at quarterback. They've played Daniel Jones, who is making his, what, fourth career start on the road. They played against Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins. I don't even know who the core, Colt McCoy, whoever the quarterback for the Washington. They fire their coach after the game, tells you how it's going. Josh Allen, and he got hurt, so Matt Barkley came into the game. Luke Falk and Ryan Fitzpatrick. I see why their defense has been so dominant. Clemson has played a tougher schedule. LSU's played a tougher schedule than New England. Florida's played a Missouri's played a tougher schedule so far than we've seen for the New England Patriots. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, but Missouri lost one of those games to Wyoming. That's the difference, is the Patriots are still unbeaten. So you can play bad teams. You got to beat those bad teams. Something Missouri hasn't done.
Honest
so
question,
far this
how
year.
Many teams in the NFL will be undefeated with New England schedule?
Five I think six. 10.
Maybe. 5 or 6?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's easy.
The Cowboys are undefeated with the schedule.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I don't think so.
Who are they losing to on the schedule? Steelers, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants. Who are the Cowboys losing to?
I don't know. Probably two of those teams. Cowboys aren't that good.
Neither are any of those teams on that
These
schedule.
These teams stink. Absolutely stink.
It's difficult to run together 5, 6, 7 games in the NFL no matter who you're playing. I understand what you're saying on paper every single game. It's the same reason why.
Sean, I think you can make a case that 5 of the worst teams, like the 5 worst teams in the NFL, is who they've played so far this year. And then you could add in the Bills. Like, that's it. Basically, the question is, how many teams do you think in the NFL are better than the Bills? Those teams would go undefeated with this schedule so far. I'm being 100% serious.
Huh? It's the same reason why people get knocked out CDOT early in Survivor Pool. Like, on paper, it's easy to pick these games. It's not so easy once you're actually playing them on the field.
Okay, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I look at the Patriots' schedule. Their offense is clearly leaking oil, and the schedule is certainly propping this team up.
And nobody slipped up against these teams. Like, we're talking about the Redskins and the Giants and the Jets and the Dolphins. Nobody has slipped up against any of those teams.
I mean, right now, the only question I think that exists with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they have their own issues to deal with. The only question that exists with the Kansas City Chiefs is, when it comes time, is their offense going to be better than the Patriots' defense? Because those appear to be the two elite units in the AFC. I'm not saying those are the only elite units in the NFL, but in the AFC, the Chiefs' offense and the Patriots' defense are the two elite units. How do you match up against that? Because that Patriots' defense is loaded. They can get to the quarterback. They can stop the run. They've got great corners on the outside, and they have the best defensive mind in the history of the NFL scheming against it. Their defense is legit, just like I believe in the Chiefs' offense. But the problems that the Patriots have offensively are very similar problems to the ones that the Chiefs have defensively. Just one has Brady on their side, and the other one doesn't.
So at full strength, which is something the Chiefs haven't been this entire year, Tyreek Hill went down 5 minutes in the first game. At full strength, whenever that is, you taking the Chiefs offense or the Patriots defense?
I mean, I would take the Patriots defense just because Bill Belichick is on that side of the football.
Yeah, I think I'm still taking the Chiefs offense because Patrick Mahomes is on that side of the football.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty even, honestly. Like, I think the Chiefs, when they're healthy, have it. And I mean, the Patriots, I mean, especially with the schedule that they have, I mean, the Patriots by the end of the season, the numbers might suggest they're one of the 10 best defenses in the history of the NFL. Now, it's going to be propped up by the schedule, but the numbers at the they've allowed 3 offensive touchdowns through the first 6 games of the NFL season. Like, their defense at the end of the year has a chance to be top 10, top 12, maybe in the history of the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.